So is CEO pay now in line with what it should be? Stephen Lerner is an independent labor and community organizer. He says the pay scale is still out of whack. But Reason Magazine's Catherine Manger Ward says the market sets their pay. Good to see you both. Thanks for joining us. Stephen, let me kick this off with you. According to the Journal study, companies whose the CEO pay is tied to performance are actually performing better. Isn't this a win-win for shareholders?
You know, I think the starting point here, and they really talked about it in the intro when they said about 387 times a regular worker's pay, is that CEOs are making too much money. No matter whether the company is doing well or not, it's part of what's happened to this country, a massive redistribution of wealth from regular people at the bottom, the middle, to the top. And the problem is CEOs make too much while driving down the wages of the people that work for their company. So even if the companies are doing well, it doesn't mean they're not paid too much money.
So you still think they're being paid too much?
Absolutely. And, you know, every day a new study comes out that documents that we have the greatest inequality in this country since the Great Depression. And that inequality is bad for the economy, it's bad for democracy, and it's bad for regular people who are struggling and trying to make a living.
Catherine, some say the targets set by boards for a CEO to earn that extra money are set too low. They're citing the example of McKesson CEO, John Hammergren. He was given nearly 1 million shares valued at nearly $55 million after the drug wholesaler beat earnings for 3 years straight. Are boards just finding a way around the rules so that they could pay the guy in charge even more?
You know, I think it's a really hard question, how much you should pay CEOs. I don't know the answer. All due respect to the other guest, I don't think he knows the answer. The thing that makes me nervous is the idea that somehow there's a magic ratio between what the CEO earns and what the janitor earns, and that government or somebody outside the company could dictate it. The labor market is pretty free in this area. I think, you know, we just got to let the market decide.
So, Stephen, what about that? I mean, you're saying, Stephen, CEOs are paid too much. So who's the judge here? What level should they be paid at?
You know, when you look around the world, when you look in this country, in lots of countries, you have great CEOs, you have inventors, you have entrepreneurs, you have scientists that do great things, and it's not based on the notion that they need to get supersized pay, and that's the only thing that motivates these guys. So you can't look at this in a vacuum. For 30 years, we've had a trend in this country that's moving with increasing speed, which is regular people have less, and the people at the top have more. And that's not just a market function in a vacuum. It's because a group of very wealthy and powerful corporations have consciously busted unions to drive down wages. They've moved for policies that limit their tax liabilities. It's a conscious strategy that says we should give more to the people with the most and less to regular people. So I don't know exactly what they should make, but I think if you ask anybody on the street, do human beings at the top of these companies need to make an average of 13, but in many cases hundreds of millions of dollars? It's sort of outrageous and gross.
Well, it's outrageous by whose standard is really what I'm trying to get at. I mean, the point is, let's say you're talking about an entrepreneur who spent his or her life or many years, you know, spending their own money, working for no pay to build a company, and then let's say, hypothetical, that company becomes very successful. That person becomes a rich person as a result of those years of putting their own money, their own sweat and tears into the business. You know, last time I checked, I thought America was a country where you can come from nothing, work really hard, perhaps get a little luck, and achieve great success. What's wrong with that, Stephen?
What's so important about what you just said is increasingly it's not true that for the average person you can work hard and have a little more success. That what's happened is the economy's become more and more unbalanced. It's so expensive to go to college and wages are down that people now have $1.2 trillion in student debt. People can't afford to stay in their homes. That in fact, the concentration of wealth in a teeny group of people makes it harder for the majority of people to do better. And so I'm not saying that people shouldn't make money, but something's wrong when year after year we have the same trend, which is fewer people have more and more people have less. And it's undermining the basic American value that everybody should have a chance to do better.
The fact, though, that college is expensive is a kind of a red herring here, right? I mean, what we're talking about is the question of CEO compensation. And you're uncomfortable with the idea that CEOs make really, really, really big dollars. And I think a lot of people are. But the fact is that it's not a tenured position. You don't get to be CEO because your uncle is a party official in this country. CEOs get fired all the time. It is easy to get canned as a CEO, and that's a sign that there's plenty of competition in the market.
And one of the wonderful things about when CEOs get fired is they often, I think the average golden parachute was $47 million. It's all part of this gilded lifestyle where they're insulated from their debt, what they do. If you look at the last 25 years, 40% of the highest paid CEOs worked for companies that either got bailed out, were involved in malfeasance and were fined by the government, or they got booted out.
Now you're generalizing.
No, what I'm getting to.
You can't just throw out generalizations. Come on, give me a break.
No, what
I'm
getting to.
What the Wall Street Journal study finds is that the performance is being tied more closely to their pay.
And we have
so it's not a magical gilded lifestyle at all.
Well, first of all, we have a 2-year period where corporate profits are high, with the stock market's booming, and we're saying, aha, we set a floor as was described, a fairly low floor in some cases, and we say, oh, these guys are miracle workers, let's give them more money. I think the big question everybody has to ask themselves, and the New York election where de Blasio did so well the other day goes to it, which is, do people think there's a point where inequality is so great that it undermines the fabric of the country, that inequality is so great that it hurts democracy? We have more inequality now than we did at the time of the Great Depression, and I don't think it can stand. And CEO pay is both a symptom and a driver of an attitude that says more and more money goes to fewer and fewer people.
We got to jump. Thank you so much to you both.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Very good, important points on both sides. Thank you so much.